One man's trash is another man's treasure. Same thing goes for the difference between art and graffiti. And we got a letter from Tina up in Lake Conroe who's got a problem with that. I got an email here. She says she's got some of that on her house and she wants to get it off. So we're going to turn to our home show pro for such things. And that's Doug at Clean and Green Solutions. Doug, can you help us out with Tina this morning?
Absolutely. I would be more than happy to.
Let me tell you her story. She says we've had some vandalism occur at our cottage on the lake. One wall of the brick home has been tagged with some kind of logo of some kind, and some of it got onto one of the tree trunks, too. She says, I'm not worried about the tree as much as the wall. I don't want to have to paint it unless I have to. Is it possible for you to get that kind of thing off, Doug?
Yes, we sure can, especially on brick. We are pretty much experts and do a lot of graffiti removal from brick. There are special paint remover solutions that we use that are designed specifically for brick. A lot of store-bought products do not have actually the right ingredient and can sometimes cause more damage to the brick by using those. So we have professional commercial-grade products that we use. We've been doing it for years and can absolutely remove that without damaging the surface. That's one of the things you have to be most concerned about, damaging that surface.
Yeah, I imagine this is one of those things where if you scrub too hard, you're going to do more harm than good to getting rid of it.
Well, it's not only that. It's also using the wrong product, using the wrong amount of pressure, and also just knowing what type of brick that you're dealing with. Not all brick is made the same. Some brick is soft, some is hard. You've got to know how to treat it so that you're not going to damage it and scar it or even chip it.
I know that you're real big on training your guys. Do you have, like, practical training grounds for this kind of stuff for your team?
Yes, do lots and lots of training. I am huge on that.
So what you do is you bring people on almost like as an apprentice kind of program to teach them here is how it's done so that you're showing them you're passing on the experience of having done it many times.
Absolutely correct. That's what we're trying to. My main focus is teaching them how to do things correct without damaging the surfaces that they're cleaning. A lot of people think you can just go to a box store, get a pressure washer, start cleaning, but you can do a lot of damage if you don't know substrates and surfaces and cleaning compounds and things of that nature and how it all works together for a successful outcome.
And that is exactly why Doug is Tom's Home Show Pro for power washing and cleaning, even low pressure washing. You'll learn more about that by clicking on the Clean and Green Solutions button on the homepage at homeshowradio.com. They're experts at this stuff. You'll learn more about it there. Doug, thanks for helping us out this morning.
I'm glad to do it. Thank you for calling me.